Recorded Books presents Police Brutality and White Supremacy, The Fight Against American Traditions by Etan Thomas, narrated by Julian Thomas. Introduction. In this book, I have taken a deep dive into the topics of police brutality and white supremacy. Many chapters begin with a personal perspective, how I have been affected currently with my family or while growing up. I have interviewed NBA superstars Isaiah Thomas and Craig Hodges about Rodney King, Abiodun Oyewole from the legendary Last Poets about the Central Park Five, Jemele Hill and CNN's Jake Tapper about the U.S. Capitol invasion, and former NBA player Steven Jackson about his close friend George Floyd. I have interviewed people directly involved with or affected by those terrible events, such as Rodney King's daughter, Laura Dean King, and Raymond Santana of the Central Park Five, hearing their perspectives, thoughts, feelings, and how they are currently functioning in society. I have included the voices of retired police officers Carlton Berkeley, Sonia Pruitt, and Joe Estead to get their thoughts on practical, realistic solutions to the multitude of problems with the way we police in America. They all had interesting suggestions and explained the ways they are actively trying to make these changes become reality. I interviewed police officers for this book because I am not anti-police, just anti-police brutality. I have also interviewed a number of white people. It is important to hear white voices speak to these topics, because their influence on other white people can be tremendous. Furthermore, there is a segment of the population that will only be able to hear something if it comes from another white voice. That's just reality. So it can resonate powerfully to hear WNBA legends Sue Bird and Breonna Stewart discuss white privilege, Rex Chapman examine racism and white supremacy, and Rick Strom explained why it's crucial to highlight the various ways in which white privilege is manifested. I spoke to the Sisters of the Movement, a collective of women who share a tragic bond. They all have loved ones who have died at the hands of police. They are the faces and families behind the hashtags, working together to protect black lives from police violence. I interviewed Elisa Findley, sister of Botham Jean and co-founder of Sisters of the Movement, as well as Amber and Ashley Carr, sisters of Atatiana Jefferson, and Michelle and Ashley Monterosa, sisters of Sean Monterosa. On April 28, 2021, Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, said in a televised GOP rebuttal to a speech by President Joe Biden, "Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country." Bishop Talbert Swan tweeted in response, "George Zimmerman got 0 years for murdering Trayvon Martin. Police got a combined 0 years for murdering Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, Breonna Taylor, and Eric Garner. Delontre Bearfield, a black man, got 34 years for killing Jethro, a police dog. But America's not a racist country?" I love dogs. Our dog Marley has brought much joy to my family, and yet there is historic relevance to the way black people in this country are valued, as compared with the lives of dogs. Michael Vick's dogs received more justice than most black and brown people murdered by the police. But this is not a new phenomenon. America has a tradition of this very dynamic, and it goes back centuries. Racism and white supremacy have been quite prominent in this country, both historically and presently. In addressing this problem, we have to be honest about their origins. They didn't begin with Donald Trump, although he did provide a leader for white supremacists to rally behind. The origins of white supremacy go back to the very beginning of this country we call America. In this volume, I explore how it became interwoven into Christianity in this Christian nation, despite standing in direct opposition to the actual teachings of Christ. I spoke to fellow Christians, including NBA analyst Chris Broussard and Bishop Talbert Swan, who...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?